Me and Mike are really great friends. Here we go.
It's always selling for you.
Social media is a great place for that to spread, and sometimes it can spread like wildfire.
Over $1 million, $2 million in revenue that you didn't have before online.
I know that I bought from people just because I liked that person. It can branch outside of social media as well, but the point is you really just want people talking about your product. I just told you this offline, but I just ate a ton of pizza that you graciously bought for us. So I appreciate it. Thank you. But I feel like maybe it was a little bit of a ploy to slow me down mentally before we got into this here.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I ordered pizzas for all three offices, but I'm fasting. I'm intermittent fasting. So I'm ready to go. I'm sharp as
you're probably gonna, man. All right. Well, I'm gonna do my best.
All right, let's
do it. This one is kind of in my wheelhouse, I will say that. Today we're going to talk content versus design. And I'm going to be representing content. Wilbur's got design. Do you want to go first?
Sure. Well, I know this is right up your wheelhouse, and I know you're in marketing, this is a hill that you're willing to die on.
So it is.
I'm ready to attack you on multiple angles. And I just want all the viewers to know that content is very, very important. But I'm on the side of design. So I'm going to take it to Norris and be that guy. So from my standpoint, I think design could be more important than content in regards to a few different areas, right? Like design to me grabs someone's attention. And so just because you have great content doesn't mean that that person is going to read it if it's not grabbing their eye in the first place, because text is the same regardless. Now, you can tell me that, okay, well, whatever your messaging is can also be designed in an aspect of eye-catching. But that's where, you know, from a designer standpoint in our designer team, is they're always focused in on what catches someone's attention and what illustrates the message that we're trying to get across through design, right? Like making it simplistic or making it whatever it is. I think that comes to fruition in regards to marketing because we're trying to get as many eyeballs on it as possible. And I'll start there.
All right. I think that's valid. And to your point too, like design is important, of course. They kind of come together, but like you said, I am willing to die on this hill. So let me go. I guess I'll just start by asking you a question.
Sure.
Have you ever sold someone something without speaking to them at all, using any words?
No.
should we just stop there? No. No, but I to me, like that's the key, right? That you can't communicate something to someone effectively without words. I understand body language and stuff like that, sure, but in the case of a website, your body language is sort of your design, I guess. But I don't think you can communicate quite as much with that design as you could the words on the page. So I think that in terms of like websites, but I also think that in terms of, let's say you're running ads. I mean, Google ads, for example, can only be words. You know, social media ads, different case, same thing with like display ads, you know, video, of course.
Design, right, though?
Yeah. No, you're right. But if I just ran, you know, those ads without words, I couldn't do it. What I could do though, and it would be terrible, but I could run ads that were just words in like Times New Roman font, and I could convey my message, and it would be inefficient, but I could potentially see that working out and me getting some conversions that way. So to me, that's probably where I'll start.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think that's a good point. And I think, you know, obviously it would be much more difficult to sell something if we could just only do a design or a product image or something like that. But that's not to say that couldn't be done either, right? Like the way that I look at it is if I have a great product and it's well designed out and we have great photography and I put an ad up with no words, it could still get the attention of people, right? And still get what we're trying to get across. Rather, if you were to take text and put it somewhere, I guess it depends on the medium as well, right? So I the way that I always looked at it is from a micro level, the content is really what converts people, I think, right? So it will convince someone to whether they want to click or not, or want to purchase something or not. I think the picture is what, or the design is what grabs them in the first place. And then obviously use content and design together to hopefully, you know, get them to come in, to see it, and then obviously convert. But I think people also have the misconception that they just spend so much time on design, and design is an area where it can be great design, but it's really kind of on the eye of the beholder, right? So like it's one of those things where, you know, some designs that we do, even for some customers and clients, I would look at it and be like, I would never want that design. But that's what they wanted. That's exactly how they wanted it designed. But the same thing goes with messaging and content, right? Like they'll say, this is this. And we're like, I don't know if that's the best messaging to kind of put out there. So I guess my question, let me push it back to you is,
sure,
if you're creating a campaign or an ad or something, does design come first or content come first?
Ooh, love this one. In theory, the best way to do it would be to have the person who's writing the words and the person who's designing things sitting right next to each other, just knocking it out together, right? Combined vision, talking through it. But in many cases, that, you know, that can't always happen, right? So one has to come before the other, just in terms of process, to me. And I used to feel differently, and I'll explain why. But I think the copy's got to come first. And the reason that I do is because then you can kind of design around that, but you need those words to hit home. And you can't design something first and then fit words in it, because then it's just like you're trying to convey your message in a limited amount of space, or in too much space potentially. And then you're either fluffing it or you're trimming too much out to the point that you can't really convey what you're trying to say. Whereas with design, I think you're a little bit more flexible there. You can design around whatever kind of words you get to make something still and still convey that message and make it clear and augment that, like add on to that, supplement that copy with visuals that really help like push it through. But I used to feel differently because I was the one writing it, and it was hard. I just thought it was hard. And I think, you know, it's the same thing. Like the designers would say the same thing to me, to be like, well, how am I supposed to design? And I'm like, I don't know. It's hard. I don't want to do the hard part. You do the hard part. Right. But, and I think that's like just natural human, like that's how we are. But when you really look at it, like top down, I think the words have to come first, because you have to clarity is like, that's like a common theme that I'm always pushing out to our teams here and everything. Like clarity is king. It's not about flashiness, which is another reason why I value words too, is it's about telling you exactly what I'm selling and you understanding it to the best of your ability. And if you can't understand, then I wasted that impression on you. So I think you got to make sure that you nail the copy first and then go design. But I'm curious what you think on that too.
So I think you're right. I think there's a balancing act though too with content. If you give the content first before design, I feel like you limit creativity from the designers and from the imagination standpoint of what this ad could actually be. And I'm going to throw this back at you because you asked me a question. So I'm going to ask you a question in the sense of, have you heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words?
Ooh,
yeah. Right? So like it's kind of the same thing where you can say, yeah, PPC and Google is based off of content, and social is based off of content, but you're limited based off of what you can say just by the character count. And so what the picture does, or what the design does, it kind of gets across your message even more than what words can say. And so that's where I'm going to kind of throw that back at you and see, like I get content is very, very important, but also this content limit specific areas, right? Like
yeah.
The days of the classified ads in a newspaper are dead. Like it's kind of just dead. So,
Well, I think that is a phenomenal argument, and I didn't expect that from you, but I still think I got it. Yes, a picture's worth 1,000 words, 100%. But if I'm trying to sell something to someone, I don't need 1,000 words. I really don't. I actually think there's more value in being concise than there is in droning on and on and on. I think you just got to cut to the chase for the most part. And I'll give an example of what I'm trying to say here, because it depends on the sale, right? Like certain sales are more complicated. You wouldn't need more words. And I think, you know, to your point, the visual definitely helps regardless, of course. But I think words are more important because there's a reason why you send people to landing pages on your website or a specific product page and not the homepage. And it's because there are so many avenues on the homepage that they could, you know, it's not built specifically for that one thing that they were looking for or going after, or that you're trying to push to them at that one time. And the reason that we do that is to make it concise, to the point. Here's the product, here's the offer, here's what we'll give you, and here are all the benefits. I think you can do that with words very easily, and you don't need a ton of them, but to do that with an image, hard.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that 100%. I mean, I definitely think that you can get your message across with minimal words and minimal content, right? But if they're effective and they hit home, like it works every time. And so it's funny how in school we had to write long papers and do it in MLA format and all of that. But in the real world, in marketing, you want to get as minimal as you can, right? And as small as you can. And I think that's interesting, obviously, from a learning perspective. But I think all in all, I mean, I agree with everything that you say. And I think, I mean, if you had a gun to my head and I had to choose design or content, I would probably choose content, just to be fair, to be on the same side as you. But I do think that design is just as, maybe like 1A, and then design's like 1B, because I do think that from a design standpoint, it does need to draw attention. It needs to be attractive, right? It needs to kind of get that that mindset for customers and for prospects to see and say, oh, that looks interesting. I wonder what that is. And then they click, and then, you know, you can give them all the messaging. And I will say that from our standpoint in our business at UTech, we probably use more words than we do graphics. And so, you know, in the way we sell and the way that we market ourselves is, you know, like, I think meet your potential, the way that we have that messaging is kind of expands further than any design that we would put out, right? Like we're going to, you know, put me in front of a computer and see me doing SEO or, you know what I mean? Like kind of goes further than anything else. And it's short and it's precise. And I think of other brands too, where I don't want people to mistake this for all marketing, because I think it does have variations of industry and size of the company and all that. I mean, if Apple came out with an ad with just a graphic of an iPhone, they'll sell it without any words on it. Like it will be effective regardless, because they've already built that brand. But for a no-name brand to come out and just do design and no content whatsoever or messaging on it, I think content would be more effective, because they need to understand who you guys are and what is this product or service that you're selling. So I do think that there's a mix of, depending on the size of your business, how well known your business is, I think that definitely plays into it. But if you had a gun to my head right now, I think I'd side with you, and you would definitely win this debate. Your first one.
Well, I don't know about my first, man. I agree with you 100%. And I'm glad you agree with me too. But more importantly, I think both those things really do help create a visualization for the end user. And you do need them both. You need them both.
Right.
Sure, one might be slightly more important than the other, but you just can't. You can't do one without the other. Yeah. People need to be able to visualize, you know, your product, like, especially if you're selling something visual. Could you imagine selling someone photography without showing them anything.
Right.
I mean, you can't. Like, it'll be really really tough.
And I don't want to underestimate too, like, how important it is to find really, really good writers. Like, it is so cool to see, like, it's really an art to see people put together scripts or whatever it is that just, it flows, it makes sense. And that's probably why Hollywood writers, you know, script writers get paid so much, is because they can make Seinfeld or Friends in literally two set rooms that are really, really easy with nothing else, and they can just base it off of a script. And I think that's one of the coolest things about copywriting. And in design too, I mean, obviously design, there's a little bit more creativity and flexibility in regards to how things can look and shift. But I never want to underestimate a good writer, because I think those are super, super valuable.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head in terms, and like, everyone can write, at least to some extent. And then, you know, a lot of people, it's like the same kind of thing with social media too. Like, everyone can do social media or has social media profiles. And so they might tend to undervalue someone who's an expert at it, because they might not understand that whole picture, you know. Like, not everyone can do SEO.
Right.
So someone who can do SEO, you're like, oh, okay, I'll just listen to whatever you have to say.
Right.
When someone's like, these are the words you should use, it's very easy for you to come back and say, like, no, I don't want to use those words.
Right.
But there's a science to it.
Right.
There absolutely is. Like, it's scientific. It's not someone just sitting here like picking words to throw at something. Like, there's actual, you know, science behind the science of copywriting and getting someone, persuading someone to do something. And same thing with design too. I don't want to count design out on that, because you also have the same principles of like marketing, psychology, color psychology, everything, how you lay things out, UI, UX, like that's all super important too. So I don't really know what my point was, but.
No, I think that was good. I think that was good for the viewers, and we can wrap it up here. I mean, I think if we had to choose one, we'd probably choose content, but it's like a 1A, 1B type thing.
Very much so. Yep.
Cool.
Thank you, everyone.
Sup guys, Norris here. If you haven't seen enough of me yet, I'm back again. Typical end screen video here. Leave us a like if you liked the video. Drop us a comment if you didn't. Or if you have something to say, we'd love to hear from you. Last but not least, subscribe. We'll put that button like right about here. And go ahead and click that. We get all updates on our videos going forward. Thank you so much for supporting us. We hope that you like the videos. We love recording them for you.